It's time now for our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, focused on the patient. So I figured I would have to do the inside situation with Nichols State. Yeah, I've seen him a few times.
Yep.
I'll be interested tonight. One thing with Tim, he's always kind of emphasized running the football. Now, Jalen Spears, who was his number one running back, looked like he had a high ankle sprain early in the second quarter against Louisiana Tech. Colin Guggenheim, who a lot of people know a lot of from John Curtis, and he is sort of their version of Taysom Hill. He's played quarterback. He runs that power run play. Now, Colin, I'm not going to give away too many secrets, but I interviewed him twice in the offseason. Colin was his second number, I bet, was 4 last year. He's got it down as 2. He told me he's around 222, 223.
Okay.
I told him, man, I could tell. It looked like he lost about 20 pounds, get himself a little bit quicker. But he runs a lot of that same sort of things that we have seen with Taysom Hill. And it's been part of Rebo's system at Nichols that they want to establish the run first, have a really good center, and all Southland Conference selection in Evan Roussel. So I want to see if Spears is playing. If not, then there'll be some youngsters, so to speak, that share time with Colin Guggenheim.
Well, it looks like they're going to run the ball, and they're going to pass when they need to, and not only that. Colin's going to be the workhorse tonight. I don't see anybody else coming in there doing that. And then as far as passing is concerned, McQuaid, he's going to attempt to be a game manager. Well, he's that, but what he's going to do is he's going to be that third down converter, right? Hopefully there can be some play action pass that he can convert on third down if they get to that point. But it's going to be tough for him, because I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to run up against a defense that's going to be flying around, that's going to want to make a statement tonight.
Yeah.
And so what I think Nichols can do is just bear down, try to get a hat on the hat, put 10 men on the line, and run the ball and see what happens. Now, I know that's not what's going to happen, but I don't think that you try to out-finesse and out-man LSU tonight. I think you got to figure out a way to push some people around, maybe take advantage of schemes, if you will. If LSU is slanting to one side, maybe you go against it, or whatever you got to do to figure out how you can combat the scheme is what you need to do, because I don't think you're going to outman them. It's going to be a tough situation there.
Yeah, and Pat, he had a difficult for opening game against Louisiana Tech. Had a lot of rain in that game, but he just seemed a little bit off throwing the football. And even talking to Coach Rebo about it, he said, "Mike, I agree. He seemed to be a little off." He was very confident off season. He actually worked 3 camps with me, Pat McQuaid. He's lost some weight, tried to get himself a little bit quicker, which I told him, "Man, you don't need to lose no weight." Yeah, that second number is not even close to no 2.
He's
like, "Yeah, but Mr. Mike, you got to understand, I want to get a little bit quicker." And I get what he was trying to tell me, that he wanted to try to make some more plays with his feet out of the pocket, which he felt as though he left some of that on the field last year, that he didn't maybe do as well as he could have, and he felt as though maybe losing about 10 pounds would have helped him in that category.
Yes. That's always a difficult balance, right, trying to figure out what is the thing that's going to get me a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. Is it the weight loss? Is it the training, the certain type of training? Is it just the sheer ability if you can get quicker or not? And, to go back to the first game, and you're saying, like, his passing was off.
It was off, yes.
Sometimes you just have those games. And I've been there, and I understand where he's at. The first 4 or 5 passes can be high, and the next 3 or 4 could be
it
low.
It was low.
And then
everything was low.
That's right. So he's holding on to the ball a little bit longer.
I agree.
Soon enough. So what that may tell me was that he was unsure of what he was doing. And he was just a little bit, just the mechanics weren't there. So, and hopefully he – so what's going to be even more tough is when he comes into Tiger Stadium, and then it's going to see so many different packages. He's going to see so many different things where the people are going to be flying around his face the whole time. He's going to have to be on and ready to roll and get the ball out of his hands. And it can't be low and it can't be high, because if it's low, it's going to be incomplete, of course. If it's high, it's going to be intercepted.
One of the things Tim brought up during the week on our Tim Rebo show was that he felt as though his front did a good job against Louisiana Tech in run defense. He was not pleased with the tackling in the secondary. He said, I thought we really covered well, but our open field tackling could have been better. And he said, we've emphasized that a little bit stronger this weekend. And that's the thing, Herb, that's different. Man, if you'd have done that 15 years ago, man, you out there live hitting, tackling every day.
Right.
But today, it's a different story. And Tim was, we placed a lot of emphasis because of the speed and the playmaking skill set of LSU that you better not, if you catch it, make the tackle. Don't give them that run after catch that you're gonna get burned bad if that happens.
You know, we talked earlier about changing with the times, right, and understanding what it is. So now the things are, you don't have 3-a-days.
Nope.
You barely have a 2-a-day, and you're not wearing pads at all, so you're not doing any live anything except for a scrimmage or two here and there. So what you have to emphasize now is you have to go into those deep dives into the individual drills. And maybe you're not being live in tackling, but you have to really hone in on technique and what that means. And then getting to the point when you are live but without tackling, getting to the point and then letting up at the end. So it's a tough situation, but it's going to be hard tonight as far as if they didn't tackle well last week, which I think the highest number of solo tackles by anyone was two solo tackles last week, and they totaled 26 solo tackles, and that's not good at all.
I knew Tim was soft soaping it with me when he said he was a little bit more than upset because that were plays that Tech made that they were right there and the runner or receiver slipped the tackle.
Yeah, and you can't do that against Tech because Tech has their athletes are too good, and they're going to have the yak yards after the catch or yards after the potential tackle or touch, and it's going to be tough for them for that. That's hard. Now, and I get it, man. It's if you're not live, because I just remember when we were 3-a-days, every practice we went live. It was we at least went live for the last 15 to 20 minutes of practice, one on ones, two on twos, one on twos, two on two, two on ones, or whatever, and it helped because we were prepared. Now we were hurting like crazy.
That's a different story.
We limped into the first game of the season, but we at least were ready to tackle and understood what it was. So, but I get it though. I get it why they don't do it now. There's been too many fatalities when it comes to, you know, the overworking of the athletes. We've been seeing that a lot lately, and they want to protect them, and we should be doing that. But we also need to figure out a better way either during individual drills to teach them the technique of tackling.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patient.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.